LiveWire with Ling Pang.
This is Ling Pang for LiveWire. I'm delighted to be joined by Valerie Holliday of the 3 Degrees. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. How are you doing?
Doing good. Thank you.
Have you always been in the music business, and how did it start?
Yes, I have always been in the music business. I started my musical career in my church. I got my training from all the different choirs that as you progressed in age, you were transferred to. So it gave me the opportunity to kind of tune my vocals kind of early. I joined the 3 Degrees in 1967. That was after I had a couple of years as a solo artist. It wasn't too much fun because I was by myself and I didn't particularly like that. So when I was asked if I wanted to join a group, I kind of said, yeah. And when I met the ladies and we all realized that it was like we got a good vibe from each other. And I was able to already dance, do choreography. Oh, yeah, this is a keeper. So I joined in 66 and 67, we signed the paperwork and was like, okay. And I've been here ever since.
And I believe you are one of the original members of the 3 Degrees.
Well, people seem to have their version of the original lineup. And I always say to them, I understand the explanation of the ladies that started out in 63. With 1963 was when the group originated with Fayette Pinckney, Shirley Poole, I think, and Linda. That is the origin. That's when we began. They had been doing like record, different people would come in because you're in high school, okay? So your attention span for rehearsals every day, which was what Richard demanded, did not necessarily fit in with, you know, scheduled young ladies. So therefore, there was a transition period of people coming in and working with the three and then leaving and then somebody else coming in. Our lineup finally, I guess, finalized in 1967 when I joined with Fayette and Sheila and myself.
Did your three ladies sort of click straight away?
Yes, we did.
The slim waist, the hair, the nails, the costumes and the music. Did you feel that this is what I wanted to be and this is what I enjoy doing?
Yes, very much so. Very much, which is why everything looked and sounded the way it did, because we would spend hours perfecting different choreography or a different sound in a particular song, because we were the ones responsible for all of the harmonies and creative things done on the albums that we have recorded during that. You know, all the vocal arrangements were ours.
The most memorable songs from that era. I mean, you only need to mention a name and people will automatically associate yourself with these songs. Take Good Care of Yourself. When Will I See You Again? My Simple Heart.
Dirty Old Man.
Giving In. Yeah. And When Will I See You Again? Dirty Old Man. Woman in Love. All these music are the 3 Degrees. They were always on the top of the charts.
Yeah. That was very nice part.
Did you come to perform much in the UK as well at the time, your group?
When we went over to the UK, I think I've got it right. I'm not really sure. I think it was 1974. Mm-hmm, we were promoting our Philadelphia International album. The popularity in the United Kingdom just exploded. So we're like, you know, before you would finish doing one tour, they would have already put another one in place. Mm-hmm. And we kind of fell in love with the country that kind of fell in love with us.
Oh, absolutely. And Prince Charles publicly say the 3 Degrees at his favorite group. And you guys also perform many charity events for the British royal family.
Yeah.
Were they the most memorable times for you?
They were, because we don't have royalty in the United States, okay? So that was a very unique thing. And you know, yes, it was indeed an honor.
So those were the era. So what are the countries that your guys have performed in?
Oh, wow. It would be easier to say the ones that we haven't done yet.
That's wonderful. Yes. And the music and the songs, who wrote the songs for the Three Degrees, the hits?
Well, the Philadelphia International was with Gamble and Huff, of course. And there were several other writers as well, Bunny Sigler, that were also responsible for the album, the Philadelphia album. And we worked with Giorgio Moroder and Harold Faltermeyer on our Areola, Woman in Love, you know, that The Runner, that series of albums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we are delighted to know that the Three Degrees is continuing. And today's lineup of the Three Degrees consists of yourself, Helen Scott, and Freddie Poole. How did you come together with the new members?
Well, it usually doesn't happen until health kind of forces us to have. Otherwise, you know, this is a business to where you don't really retire. It kind of retires you, you know?
Well, because it's something you love. Do you think it becomes a passion and interest rather than for financial reasons?
Yes. You enjoy the expression on faces. It's a pleasure to be able to make people smile, you know?
Absolutely. I still watch the YouTubes, Three Degrees YouTube, the beautiful ladies, beautiful figures, beautiful clothes and the costumes. Did you guys also get to choose the costumes?
Yes, we did. Richard Barrett, being the manager, was the one that chose everything back in the 50s. But as we grew up into young ladies, we were then given permission to decide what we wanted to wear.
So I suppose that you have never done anything else then besides music.
I thought I was going to be a pediatric nurse because that's really what I wanted to do. But no, I did the contest thing and it kind of got me roped into the show business and I've just been here.
So you never planned it. You never planned it. It just happened
It just happened.
Now tell me, after 4 decades in the music business, what is going forward?
During the pandemic, I had to kind of figure out something to keep my mind occupied and utilize the time that I had been blessed with. So I went into this studio and put the finishing touches on a solo album that I had been working on for the past 6 years.
Tell me about the solo album.
Initially, I planned to just release it on all of the streaming, you know.
Platforms, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Once my friends and of course, some fans found out that I had put something out there, it was like, okay, we're old school, so we need a physical copy.
So is it going to be ready, the album that you talked about?
Our release date was Valentine's Day of 2021. And it has been doing a very, very, I'm very proud of it. So therefore, we did do the CD. And if you, by any chance, would like a copy, in order to purchase the album, and the album is entitled In Bloom by Valerie Holiday, you have to go to the3degrees.com.
That's wonderful. What do you do? What's your hobby outside music?
I'm planting flowers. I love my garden. I do.
You're an outdoor person.
Yes, I am. So I had to winterize everything. So now that we're getting ready to go into some warmer temperatures, I don't want to put my poor babies out there too soon. So I've got everything in the garage waiting to go where it needs to be.
Oh, you're wonderful. So, Junior, are you a sociable person too? Outside singing, do you get to meet up with friends and family often?
No, because you have to remember, for 50-odd years, I've not been home. And it's very difficult to cultivate relationships when you're never there.
It's true, because we don't understand how hard your ladies work, but there's a lot of planning ahead. Even for me, go away for a few days, I've got to pack this, I've got to pack this. Imagine that you're actually doing a show. I mean, you must be bringing all the costumes. I don't know how you manage to bring. You must have hundreds of thousands of dresses over the years. I mean, any chance that you're keeping any of them?
Oh, no. When we finish with them, they're done.
Oh, really?
They're done.
The new ones keep coming in. Wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful.
So yeah, they're all looking for something. When you do touring, they're looking for something different, you know, to come out in. Yes.
Now, tell me about any tours coming up.
We are in the process of finishing up some rehearsals. We're going to Amsterdam, initially going to Holland, and over to Belgium to do a few shows. And then we're going to be flying into the United Kingdom, where we are going to be until the 28th, I think it is, of March.
Yeah.
And then I think we fly back over to Belgium and got a couple of shows to do there. And then we're back home on the 3rd of April.
By any chance that you'll be working together with Richie Sampson?
I do believe, yes, that he is going to be with us on one of the shows. Yeah.
That's lovely. You have so many fans all over the world. Do you feel that the British fans are, Britain is more like your home as well?
Yes, I would have to say it is our second home.
have you ever lived here?
Yes, I have.
when was it? What period?
Oh my gosh! I would say it's been quite some time, because we moved to Atlanta in 1990. So in the 80s, during the 80s, I was over there for a short period of time, but I was finding that it was interesting because of the way the shops, the closing and opening and closing times, and you know, the supermarkets were not what I was used to. So
you're back to America in the 90s.
Yes, had to come back home.
Everybody knows the 3 Degrees. The music is so catchy, it's easy to listen to.
We are really blessed, and the fact that the songs, the lyrics are identifiable with every age. That is something that we've been very fortunate about, you know?
Mostly love songs about men. Hey, some of them about hating men, too. Where's that come from?
We just tell them to watch out, be careful. Because there are some dirty old men out there, you know.
And in 2015, the 3 Degrees returned to the recording studio to record their tribute to the music of the home city entitled Strategy, tribute to Philadelphia. Tell me
that
about
was that. A very interesting album, because we did quite, of course, as it says, different songs that were recorded by Philadelphia international artists. We did Mr. Jones with the one from Billy Paul. And Strategy was the title of the album. It's a nice groove. It's a very good groove, and we perform it on stage live.
And then when you come back to Europe and UK, what sort of music songs that you would likely to be performing for the fans?
Oh, we definitely have to. The show has to contain all the songs that you just went through. Take Good Care of Yourself and Your Decision and Dirty Hand, you know, Woman in Love.
Yes.
You have to perform the ones that they are definitely wanting to hear, you know?
Are your ladies, the current lineup, do you live close by?
No, we don't. We don't. I am in Atlanta, and Freddie and Helen are out in Los Angeles.
How do you rehearse?
Well, now, occasionally we would just block off a period of time and decide which side of the ocean we were going to be on. And you know, just choose a place, yes, to get together and go over. Because you're constantly on tour, there usually is no need for a rehearsal, because you're out there, you know, and you're going over it every time. You may stop every now and then to tweak a few things here and there. But basically, every show is a rehearsal. You're out there, you know, making sure that it is what it needs to be.
Does it take a long time to prepare for a show?
Yeah, because we kind of like to take your time and you know, make up You know, we usually take at least a couple, you know, a couple hours.
Do you get stage fright?
I certainly do. I still, to this day, I certainly do. It takes me at least the first 15 minutes to kind of settle in, you know, because when you first walk out there, they're looking at you, and sometimes some of them are smiling and clapping along with the music, and some are just sitting there looking at you. And
you're thinking, what's going on?
This looks like it's going to be a little pulling of the teeth. It's going to be kind of hard. So at least once we get out there and we start singing that first song, and you kind of talk and sing to them, you know, and kind of cajole with them, they and you can see, okay, they're warming up. So by the second song, I'm good to go by then.
You feel at home when the second song comes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And say hello to other ladies on my behalf.
I will do. I have to make one small correction. I don't know if you knew or not. Helen, unfortunately, caught COVID in 2020. She has, we found... and see, this is something that we were talking on earlier about finding people to replace someone who may have an illness or something. It for us is not a very easy thing to do, but we were graced to find a young lady who is already a very seasoned person, performer, and her name is Tabitha King. Mm-hmm. And will be the one joining Freddie and I when we start the tour in Belgium. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody in the UK, and we want you to stay safe, okay?
Thank you, Valerie. And you now choose a favorite song of the Three Degrees to play next.
As always, we always ask you this question: when will we see you again?
Hopefully not for long. Come in to perform. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us.
You are so welcome. And thank you.
And you take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ooh, red. Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.